In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today the Lord Christ, while addressing the multitudes, he says one of these sayings that we stand before and we think about it, and a lot of people sometimes the question is, did the Lord mean it literally or not? When he said, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. How can we reconcile this with the idea that we should be taking care of our own body? Actually, going to the Fathers, we see St. John Chrysostom makes a comment on this particular verse when he says, he is not saying this about the human limbs. Far from it. This is said about friends, about relatives, whom we regard in the rank of necessary limbs. For nothing is so harmful as bad company. So here now we understand that the Lord Christ, when he spoke about cutting off these limbs or blocking out eyes, he's speaking about those people who are very dear to us, but meanwhile they cause us to sin. Their company leads us astray. And actually the scripture tells us about who would make a good friend. And let us go and review seven of these criteria that the scripture is pointing to us in order to be able to discern who would make a good friend. Or for those people who are searching for the partner for life, husband or wife, who would make a good husband or a good wife. The first criteria, and all of these that we are going to speak about today, none of them actually should be subject to compromise, or saying this is relative, we might take this and leave this. All of these are necessary, are mandates. You cannot afford to have a friend who lacks any of these seven criteria that we are going to talk about today. The first one is, a good friend is the one who introduces me to God by his life and prayers. Don't be deceived by a person who is funny, whom he can say good jokes, and he is fun to be around. This is not a criteria for, this is only criteria that makes a good friend. The one who introduces me to God by his life and prayers. Think about it. When you are with this particular friend, what usually comes to mind? Do you find something in common here that both of you can speak about God and about living the life of righteousness that's requested from you as a Christian? Or on the contrary, every time you are associating with this particular person, you find you more liable to sin and say something that's inappropriate, do something that's unwise. Remember the example of the four men who brought their friend who was paralytic, and they brought him from the roof and introduced him before the Lord. They stick to him, and they brought him because they really were good friends, were able to understand what friendship is all about. This is a main criteria for a good friend. The person whom you are searching for to be at your convenience for the rest of your life should fulfill this with no compromise whatsoever. A good friend is the person who introduces me to the Lord. The second criteria is, a good friend is the one who loves at all time, but especially in the time of my affliction. In the time of ease, where everything is going fine, we might have many, many people around us. When we are in good shape and everything is going fine with us, we might have many people who are around us. But the true friend is the one who is going to stick to us whenever we are going through hard time. As King Solomon says in the book of Proverbs, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. This person who is a friend will be called a brother when actually he stays with us in the time of our adversity. Another book in the Bible, the book of Wisdom of Sirach, we hear, there is a friend who is a companion at table, but will not stand by you in your day of trouble. And this is very true. Whenever there is a banquet, then everybody is there. Whenever everything is going fine with us, then we might have many, many people around us. But when we are wrong, when we are at error, when we are going through hard time, who will be there? This is the friend, the one who is going to stick to us at this time. Another criteria that makes a good friend, the friend is the one who gives me an honest counsel. unfortunately, many of us, we tend to stay away from those people who are not in agreement with us. We seek approval rather than counsel in most of the times. And I come to whom the people I call friend with a case, and I am waiting for them to hear the Amin. But if they say something against what I want to hear, then they are not friends anymore. They do not like me. Look at what the Bible teaches us about this point. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the cases of an enemy are deceitful. Also in the same book, the book of Wisdom of Sirach, we hear, let those who live at peace with you be many, but let your counselors be one in a thousand. And actually, this is very true. Have to be very careful with those people whom we associate with, whom we ask for their advice. The good friend is the one who tells me that I am wrong when I am so. It's not the one who is going to approve me whatsoever. Wherever I go, he doesn't want to upset me. There is a famous story in the book of 2 Chronicles about a king. This man, he was a wicked king called Ahab. And this man wanted to go to a war. So he wanted actually to get approval of those people around him. He called for himself those 400 people whom he called the prophets and asked them, should I go to the war? Because they were liars, they were not good friends, they approved his plan and they said to him, go for it. The Lord will be with you and he will bless you. And then another king who was planning to go with him, called the king Jehoshaphat, asked him, can we ask another person who can give us a sincere advice? Then he said to him, there is a man here in my kingdom, his name was Micaiah, the son of Imlah, but I don't like him because he never prophesied to me with something good. Every time I call him, he tells me something bad, something evil. So, under the pressure from the other king, he brought Micaiah and asked him, Micaiah, should I go to the war? And Micaiah at the beginning told him, whatever you want to do, you will do it at the end of the day. But he told him, Micaiah, how many times did I ask you? When I am asking for something, you tell me the truth. Nothing but the truth. Then Micaiah said to him that the Lord spoke about you going to the war with a disaster. What happened? King Ahab told him, this man, as I said, he is evil. He asked the guards to take him to prison and stay with him until he comes back safely from the war. He went there and he died in the war. Micaiah was the good friend to King Ahab. He was the right one because he loved him enough to tell him that you are wrong, you are going and heading for a disaster. Unfortunately, King Ahab is like many of us who at the end of the day, they will feel comfortable with people approving them, even if they are wrong, rather than people telling them the truth and upsetting them. A good friend is the one who dares to give me an honest counsel, even if this upsets me. A good friend also is the one whom you can trust with your secrets. A person who will be very close in these boundaries of intimacy around you should be trustworthy. He can, because he will come to know many things about you. He should be a person whom you can trust. He's not going to spread this either in a way that's out of foolishness or out of wickedness when he turns and becomes an enemy. The Bible says, there is also a friend who changes into an enemy and will reveal a quarrel to your disgrace. Have to be very careful with this. Trust should be given, and this should take some time until you really can trust this person whom you call a friend over your secrets. Person whom you cannot trust cannot be your friend. A true friend is the one who respects the boundaries of others. This is a very important point as well. Sometimes, unfortunately, people thinking that this out of being good or kind, they try to go and invade the privacy of others. They do not allow them the space to say no. So they come and ask, how are you doing today? How's your work? How much do you earn? How's your wife doing? Why you don't have children till now? Why did you call this son so and then you call him so? This is actually a way that offends people and makes them feel uncomfortable. And don't say at the end of the day, out of the goodness of my heart, out of my kindness, I would just want to ask. A good friend is the person who respects the boundaries of others. What the people want to keep for themselves. The time they want to talk and they want to keep themselves silent. The one they want to share something and the time they want really to be by themselves. If you want yourself to be a good friend, you have to look at this carefully. You have to respect the boundaries of others and see what fits them, not what makes you comfortable. A good friend also is the one who fears the Lord as you also do. My brother and my sister, never have a friend who do not fear God. He cannot be a faithful one. This is also what Joshua, the son of Sirach, says in his book. He who fears the Lord guides his friendship rightly, because as he is, so also is his neighbor. If you want to find this friend, you will find him in the right place. You will find him worshiping God, coming close with you to him. If this person does not fear God, call him whatever. He might be a colleague, he might be a fellow student in within a school, but you cannot entrust this person over yourself and call him a friend, because he cannot be a good one. If a man or a woman cannot fear God, he cannot make a good husband or wife, period. There is no discussion here. There is no argument about decency, about a good person, a good heart, he is kind enough, but he doesn't know God. If he cannot acknowledge and recognize and appreciate God who created him, how can this person be faithful to anyone else? As the Bible says, he who fears the Lord guides his friendship rightly, because as he is, so also is his neighbor. The last criteria. Today, speaking about who makes a good friend. The good friend is the one who has been tested over the years. Heed the words of King Solomon when he says, do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend. Why? What about my father's friend here? Those people have been there for time. They have been friends for your father, meaning they were tested. They came close to the family for many, many years. Do not despise those people or get them away from you. Friendship should be tested, as any relationship that really is there to stay. Do not rush into making a decision out of being you felt like. Sometimes this happens actually with dying people. He brings somebody to you and this is my best friend. And I asked him, what's his name? Then he turned to his friend and said, what's your name? So, his best friend, actually, he still didn't know his name very well. But he felt like, I love this boy or this girl, then he can make a good friend. This can happen with the children. It should not happen with the people who are mature enough to make serious decisions. Unfortunately, we see people making decisions to marry someone, just meeting them for a couple of times and feeling like, this is the person. This is the one that God brought it to me. Should not be that superficial, my friends, how we make decisions, choosing a friend, person who is going to stick with us forever. Again, the Lord, when he spoke about that if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, he was speaking about friends and relatives that can make us to stumble. We need to avoid this altogether, that I come to know someone and then I have to cut him off from me. Don't rush into making a decision, having someone to be that close to you, and then you will suffer either the consequences of being in his company or the pain of cutting off a person who is very dear to you. Look very carefully and pick the right person who is going to stick with you to the end of your days. A good friend, as the Bible teaches us, is the one who introduces me to God by his life and prayers. Is the one who loves at all time, but especially in the time of my affliction. Is the one who gives me an honest counsel. The one whom you can trust with your secrets. The one who respects the boundaries of others. The one who fears the Lord as you also do. The one who has been tested over the years. Look at the words of the Bible about a good friend. Says, a faithful friend is the medicine of life, and those who fear the Lord will find him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.